Playwright Johnny Drago has joined forces with playwright and director Topher Payne for Process Theater's latest production. It's called Trash, and WABE's Mike John spoke with Drago and Payne and found that there is more to trash than just rubbish.
The title of Process Theater's latest production is both literal and figurative. Playwright Johnny Drago sums the play up this way.
So the premise is essentially that a sort of a D-list movie star has been hanging out in her mother's trailer, sort of waiting for the better part of two decades for her chance at a comeback.
So trash, as in trashy, lowbrow.
I've been referring to it as Glass Menagerie meets Anna Nicole.
As in Anna Nicole Smith, the ill-fated Playboy playmate.
Meets hoarders on diet pills.
So trash, as in garbage, as well. And the set is covered in it. Trash bags and broken shoes and clothes and snack cake boxes piled to the ceiling.
Well, I'm buying the honey buns for the boxes.
This is director Topher Payne.
And then I just have all these honey buns.
Yeah.
So everybody in the cast is gaining weight.
The story, nestled into all of this filth, centers around Jinx Malibu, a mid-1990s movie star. Although, movie star might be overstating it. Jinx is more the Late Late Show on Cinemax type. And then she did infomercials for diet pills, and then she kind of faded away.
And then when a mysterious stranger arrives, claiming to be from Hollywood, you know, she sees it as her last chance at some big resurrection.
The results are big and broad and obnoxious.
Well, if you ask me, this is the exciting part. Waiting for the first reviews to come in.
Oh, where's Big Aunt Sandy? Somebody bring me Big Aunt Sandy!
Look, Mama! Something shiny!
Obnoxious, yeah, at first. Topher Payne, though, is aiming beyond exploitation here.
When people see the title and certainly when they hear the synopsis of the plot, I think there is this idea of we're going for some kind of a Jerry Springer angle. But really, what is trash but something that once had use and has been tossed aside?
You're a big-time movie producer, aren't you, Mr. Hollywood? Mm-hmm. And you come here to resurrect my career. But you don't want me to find out, for fear that I might get my hopes up.
That's Process Theater's artistic director, Dwayne Morgan, playing Jinx Malibu. And if you couldn't tell, Dwayne is a man playing the role in drag. Morgan is accustomed to donning pumps and a wig for audiences. He's well known in Atlanta theater for playing the part of Suzanne Sugarbaker in Process's annual production of Designing Women Live. Johnny Drago wrote the part of Jinx with him specifically in mind and says that he cast the main role in drag for a number of reasons.
A sense of alienation, a sense of the unreal, so that the audience is looking at the performer both as the character and as the performer at the same time. It's a little bit of a distancing technique.
He says apart from having a bit of fun writing a role for Morgan, it adds another layer for the audience to filter the story through.
Which, you know, hopefully lends itself a little bit to the duality of the character, the idea of a celebrity as one person and then the real person they actually are.
Backing up for a second, there's something that we kind of breezed right by.
I've been referring to it as Glass Menagerie meets Anna Nicole
Smith, yeah. But Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams?
Tennessee Williams is a huge, huge influence on my writing. I'm looking at sort of, in particular, Glass Menagerie and sort of, you know, the hopelessness of someone who hangs all of their dreams on one person, you know, coming into their house and changing everything.
And if a revered Southern writer like Tennessee Williams seems a little high-minded a reference for a show about a pill-popping hoarder with a long list of softcore pornographic movies to her name, director Topher Payne points out what he sees as a misperception of the types of characters populating the work of writers like Williams or Eudora Welty or William Faulkner.
That it's this mint julep sippin' Southern gentry. Those aren't the people that they actually wrote about. Southern writers were much more interested in people who were lower middle class at best. Stanley and Stella in Streetcar Named Desire were, you know, white trash by any contemporary standards we would use. The Wingfield family in Glass Menagerie is living in dire straits.
Mm-hmm. They're either trying to climb their way somewhere or trying to climb back up, or they're haunted. And so, you know, Jinx Malibu on some levels in the play is a joke, but, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to get at is this idea that, you know, we look at our celebrities one way and we treat them some way and we expect them to be, you know, not fully human.
With this thesis, Johnny Drago and Topher Payne have given themselves license to both revel in and rise above, well, you know. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Process Theater's world premiere production of Trash is running now at Onstage Atlanta through September 28th. For more, visit our website, wabe.org/citycafe.